Relationship Resolutions. Thanks so much for listening. This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I am single.
Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
Okay, it is 2019. Woo! Hope everybody had a wonderful New Year's. Did you have a wonderful New Year's?
I did. I was in Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll get more on that in a bit. Tom?
We did a 30th celebration because it's easier to get babysitters. So our neighbor said, hey, let's have New Year's Eve on the 30th.
That's a great idea.
And then we just chill on New Year's Eve. So
that's nice.
Yeah, we've had a spectacular holiday. I think we've celebrated Christmas about 8 times at this point.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it's been good.
I usually do a minimum 8.
Minimum 8? That's good.
but it is the new year, and for a lot of people, that means they're going to have some resolutions, maybe to find a mate.
Yeah, and actually, before you guys start, I want to thank you both. Because you really took it easy on me with Beth. I was expecting that to be much worse than it was. So thank you.
Believe it or not, I you are our friend.
I know. But it would have been easy for you guys to really take some shots at me. So I appreciate it.
Well, I was protecting Beth. I didn't want to, make her uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. But we do have a new show now. Which is resolutions, and these Allison has the look at the resolutions that are making headlines, I guess you could say.
I feel like this is like my mother put this ad out so that I would read it.
By Peggy.
Zusk came out with it. It's 5 resolutions to help you be a better dater in 2019.
Mm.
Number 1. Embrace the evolution of the digital age.
Ah.
Oh, so go on the apps.
Go on the apps.
I know. This is what my mother would like me to do in 2019.
Your mom has talked to you about getting on the apps?
Oh, my God.
Put yourself out there.
We went to Zoo Lights the other night, and we went to someone's house beforehand for dinner. And the woman's like, oh, you look great. Are you dating someone? And my mom's like, yeah, are you dating someone? Ugh. Anyway, yes. It says, the digital age has made many aspects of life more efficient. Why shouldn't you let it make dating more efficient? Number 2, be willing to invest. And it's more like not being, I don't know.
Put yourself out there. Like emotionally invest?
Right. Right. But this is more like, don't pretend you're someone you're not, where I don't.
Don't put on a show, so to speak?
I mean.
Eric, why don't you shut your mouth?
It's more like making yourself vulnerable sooner than later.
Oh, okay. So be willing to be hurt.
Yeah.
Be emotionally available.
That is the best way of putting it. Be emotionally available.
Anyway, that sounds like my mother as well. Avoid wasting time is number 3.
Well, that would go to getting on the apps and being efficient.
And it's no, that one was more like, find out right off the bat if this person is not replying in a timely manner, just cut them off.
Are you sure Eric didn't write this?
I agree with it. They should be regularly calling and texting and initiating dates. Your interactions with them should always be full of reciprocity and respect.
Who put this out? I'm in.
Zusk. Let me look. The date mix.
I think
the Harvard of the dating world.
Well, I mean, I think they have a lot of geniuses working there, mostly because they've said everything that I've said in this podcast since the beginning.
Hey, who's off the apps?
I am. Well, all right, point taken. Well played, sir. Well played.
We should start writing articles that just agree with our points and then publishing them under.
Well, that could be Fox News. Or MSNBC News.
Yes. You know what? I'm 100% on board. Both.
I am too.
Cancerous.
Agreed. Well, at least they're evening primetime.
Yeah, they're non-news stuff.
Well, they're just trying to be dramatic.
What's his name? Son. Wallace's son? He's all right.
Chris?
Yeah.
He's pretty fair.
Yeah, he's like a legit news guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I watch him religiously. I'm sure,
No. He'll call it out. He'll call it out.
Oh. But Chris Wallace, I've seen Chris Wallace be pretty like...
Sorry, like, I was about to break up with
a straight news man.
Yeah, he will. He'll call out Republicans.
Yeah.
Shep Smith, he does the same.
Yeah, Shep Smith, too. you know, I like call them both out. But anyway, we're getting way off topic here. Yeah. Call,
that's
call
shocking.
Them both out, left and right. They all need to be called out.
I'm glad we're going off topic for the new year. I didn't, anyway. Didn't want us to change. Number four, change your routine. It just talks about, you know, going out, even changing where you work out or going to new places to kind of change up the mix. And then number five was remember the process takes time.
Takes time, but it's patience. Saying be efficient.
Well, they're saying be efficient with dating. Like
if it's not, red it's not
flags,
working,
if there's
boom.
Red flags, cut them off right away.
Yeah.
And then if you do like someone, the process takes time. There's ups and downs. It's a process. Don't be discouraged.
Be patient yet efficient. That's not easy to do, in my opinion.
Live the life you love, and you'll be surprised at how quickly you'll find and attract others doing the same.
That's probably like that's kind of what I tell people. Like, right. Just do your thing and live
just
your life.
Just be you.
Don't go husband or wife hunting. Just go enjoy and
this
live.
This is what I tell my mother. It'll happen. It'll fall into my lap.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Well, I think there's some truth in putting yourself out there. I mean, you have to be available to allowing that to happen to you.
Yeah. No, I feel like I went out the other night and
on a date?
No.
Oh.
I went out actually after Zoo Lights, I went to that what was it? The Sweaty Ball at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Hmm.
Super fun. Towards the end of the night, I was by two gentlemen suitors.
Hmm.
But I do the Irish goodbye. Like, yeah. All of a sudden, I was like, I have hit my limit of alcohol that I am comfortable with. So I'm just like, bye. And I hop in a car and I leave.
But you didn't get, like, numbers or anything?
We got names. I mean, you should be able to cyber stalk them.
I was Facebook friend requested by one.
Yeah,
there you go.
Go for it.
I know, but he started talking about like medical issues, which I think is a red flag.
My
sciatic or his?
That doesn't. No, it doesn't make me swoon.
How old was this gentleman? Could you tell?
About the same age as
oh,
me.
Oh, really?
I think. He's
talking about medical stuff already?
Yeah.
I mean, now there's a guy that needs to hear about the show. Okay.
Oh my god. He was very, very nice. You know,
unless you have an obvious ailment that's like if your arm's in a cast, you know, maybe talk about that.
Right.
Otherwise,
that's a good conversation starter,
I don't need to know your
say.
Cholesterol's high.
You know, when you guys' know, when arms are in casts, though, I'm like, oh, I feel so badly for them. And I think guys wear fake casts sometimes.
That's probably not a bad idea.
I haven't tried it. I don't know.
But I would disagree because then you're putting on a show.
Nothing wrong with
the
show.
I mean, it's a blatant lie. But
yeah, the lying part. Anyway.
The show is not lying.
I know. I was just giving you a hard time.
I know.
But I would say those are pretty good.
All right.
The efficient patient thing, I think you gotta, because if you're trying to be efficient, you might cut somebody out for something silly.
Well, it was talking right? more like so. If you, like the kind of effort you're putting into, you know, checking in with them or something, like if they're not checking back with you.
See, I have no patience for that. I totally agree with that. I have zero patience for that.
I think there is. I don't think you're totally wrong on that. It is fun to bust your chops,
right?
But I think there's also a little leeway to cut someone slack occasionally. You know what I mean?
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, okay. So if I'm dating somebody and I have been dating them for a while, and I send them a text and they don't respond immediately, I don't freak out about it. I don't think twice
they're
about
living
it.
Living a life, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but and I don't need a response immediately either. But 2 days, too long. 1 day, too long. At some point, they need to get back to you that day, I think.
Well, you need
if
to
you're
know,
interested.
You
if
need
they're
to
interested.
Know they're alive, too. Like, hey, like, it's weird.
But
like,
if you're not
been
interested,
for a while,
to me,
like,
that's telling me that you're not interested.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, at school, I don't get reception. So, like, when I walk out of the building, it's like, boom, 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 boom. Like, every text message from my mother or from you guys or whatever, like, bombards me. So, I'm an awful communicator. And I kind of like that no one can reach me at school.
Well, sometimes Eric and I can get rolling, too, and you probably have, like, 13 texts
yeah.
or something.
Oh, 13 would be okay, but it's like,
it's not that
what?
Bad.
And then you guys usually come back full circle. Like, actually, I was thinking that's not the best idea.
Hey, he's got spitball.
So I try to read at the bottom, and then I work
out. Well, the worst
there.
Part is, too, is that our phones, because we both swipe, we make a lot of errors. And I feel like have to... I'm like, I'll see something that I've sent to both of you, and then I'll read it and go, oh, my God, that makes no sense. Yeah. And then I'll throw a couple stars and asterisks in there and and put one word, and then I'll realize that I spelled something else wrong, and then I'll do it one word again.
That's worse when you make the, you see the error, you correct it, but then you don't bother to check, like, I made the same error again. The stupid swipe. It's it's a huge time saver, but it does cause
some headaches. Absolutely.
Well, I'm only wishing I swipe because I need one of your chargers. Or
unfortunately, I don't have one. It's
not just a USB. I mean,
nah, iPhones are.
It'd be way too easy for Apple to just do a regular USB.
I know. They charge you for
that.
We'll
go to a CVS.
All right. Question number one. Is dating you making me fat?
I'm comfortable, maybe, right? I mean,
I think when people are comfortable, they gain weight.
Yeah. I think if you're in a happy relationship and you're eating well and enjoying life and, you know, like, yeah, maybe you don't work out as much because you're spending time with the person. You have as much time for the gym, maybe, and you're going out to dinner and drinking more. And
for some unknown reason, I've recently gained a few pounds. But normally, when I'm dating someone, I gain about 5 pounds because I'm going out to eat all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Cooking food. And so I think that, I don't think it's because I'm comfortable. I think it's because I'm literally eating, you know.
Just eating restaurant a lot food. More, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, having some drinks and...
Yeah, the drinking is what I think gets me more than the actual food. Because, I mean, once I... Well, actually, here's what it is. So once I start drinking, I start making a lot of bad decisions about my food.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's...
I mean, all
Who
of a sudden...
Who wants tater tots?
Yeah, right? Well, tater tots for the table.
Out to dinner last week, and I was... For the table is a great trick, by the way. That's, Eric and
I were talking about that off air.
I know who you're talking about.
I do it all the time, though. Like biscuits, if there's biscuits and gravy on the menu, I don't want that for my entree at a brunch.
You just want
to
taste.
But I want to have it in the middle of the table to have a few bites.
Sure.
So it's always, we'll get biscuits and gravy for the table.
But does anybody look at you and be like, that's really for him?
It depends who you're with. Yeah. Some people get it, some people don't. Beth
I'm
gets
a
big, it.
I'm a huge fan because I don't like eating a plate of fries to get a... But I love fries. So I will do a basket of fries for the table.
So I'll order the girl's fries and I won't order myself fries. Idea. And then I'll be like, are you going to eat all those? Because I'll help you.
Yeah, I do have Caitlin a lot. Like, so if we're at... So I have a place that I take... It's actually kind of funny. It's called The Garage, Corlin's Garage. Oh, plug. Sure. I'm going to plug it. So we go by. I guess Beth says when her and Caitlin go by it, she goes, Daddy, 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 because that's where I take her. And I'll always get like my burger, my sandwich, whatever I'm getting, my wrap, and I'll get a side salad because whatever Caitlin gets comes with either tater tots or fries.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the best of both worlds.
Oh, that's perfect.
I get the sandwich, the salad, and then I get to eat the bulk of her fries or tots.
See, I think that actually having kids would be more detrimental to my weight than dating because if they don't eat all of their food, I'm going to be like, oh, I'll have a chicken nugget. Oh, I'll have, you know, the rest of your burger. Because I'm not really hungry, but at the same time, it's there.
True.
Yeah, all those mom groups would be like, listen, the food's already cooked. Like, it is not, you know, going to go back in the freezer. So, you know, if they don't eat it, it's fine to throw it away because it's easy to, like, finish. Oh, you're going to I'm going to eat my food and then eat a half of peanut butter and jelly and then, you know, eat, you know, four, whatever. And
yeah,
my dad
delicious.
Growing up.
Why throw it away?
My dad growing up would always, like, you'd finish your food and then you'd, like, hand your plate to him.
Yeah, my dad, too. My dad would finish.
I think that's a dad thing.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
He doesn't really do it anymore, I guess. When
I mean, a little bit. Oh, I'm not gonna finish this. Sure, I'll have it. And the other thing my dad would do that would drive me crazy, and I'm sure it was just it was all in your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he'd be like, "Oh, can I have try a bite of that?" He would take the biggest bite ever. I'd be like, "What are you? Hey." Like,
oh, my dad didn't do
he
that.
He would take like a just bite. I'm sure it probably wasn't that big, but in my mind, I was like, hey, man, take it
Eat
easy.
Eat your own, man. Take
it my easy. Parents sort of did that. My mom would like, she loves to do the thing where you order different things, and then you, at one point in time, she's like, okay, trade, and then everyone switches their plate.
Oh, yeah. My dad has traded plates with my mother. I think it was part of the deal when they got married, was if my mom orders something she doesn't like, my dad says, you want to switch? You want to switch? And normally she's, you know, oh, no, I'm fine, you know. Right. But, you know.
I've done that before,
oh, because she didn't like it?
Yeah, I've done that
before. Yeah, if she doesn't like it, my dad will always offer to switch. Which is probably like a good lesson to like, being a gentleman and like chivalry.
Yeah,
like,
I've been on dates before, too, where the woman that I was with ordered something and she's like, and I really like what I have.
Oh, that's tough.
And I'd be like, oh, do you want to switch? No, but
oh, sucks to be you.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Wish you had a do-over, don't you? No, but I'll switch. I've done it with desserts too, and I've gotten the short end on that deal too. And I'm not really a big dessert guy, so I don't really care that much. But I do that quite a bit. Not quite a bit, but I have done it
with desserts. You order each your own dessert sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't think it's a prefix. Prefix is one thing. Yeah. But I don't think Beth and I've ever ordered.
I would say usually it would be a share, but on the prefix, yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
If the girls are very good, we get one dessert and we all put our forks in it.
That's a good rule.
The best dessert we ever had was, that's a very long story, but I had, I'm trying to do this quick. You have to edit this, baby. Sorry. I had an allergic reaction at a restaurant to peanut because I'm allergic to peanut. And they knew about the allergy, and they still served me a peanut in the amuse bouche.
Oh my god!
So we got to go back. We got to have like a free dinner.
Should have sued them.
Oh, I don't want to sue, right? So we go back for a free dinner. And we're like,
we can own this station. Are you kidding me?
He's not a litigious kind of guy.
I'm not a litigious kind of guy.
I think Allison knows an attorney that maybe able to help.
I mean, I could have had a lawsuit.
He would go to you and say, "What are you out? Like what?" You know, what are
memories?
You out at this point?
It was our 5-year anniversary.
So peanuts.
So we go
you
back.
You have a reaction?
We go back and the server was awesome. She's like, hey, she like leans down. She goes, trust me, order a good bottle of wine. Because she knew it was going to be comped.
Right.
So at the end, we're like debating the desserts, you know? And like, what do you want to get? Lee's like, and we picked a couple. The server brings back every single dessert.
Nice.
She's like, I figured you guys just have all of them. It was awesome.
Great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And then you just have a bite of
each one. Just kind of like, which one did you like? And then whichever one you liked, you had a little, you know, you had a couple bites of.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
That's not a bad idea.
And we had
I also would say I love good coffee after a good meal. I would go good coffee over dessert any day of the week on a good meal.
You're crazy.
Oh, man. I love coffee.
But like in our family meals, we do dessert and coffee at the same time. Like when we're going up to get the dessert plates. Coffee, you can smell it.
Oh yeah,
brewing. Yeah. Same with us. Where it's
but
like,
do you drink coffee after meals?
Like
a really nice meal.
If I know I'm continuing to stay awake, or like I have to put a bicycle together for Christmas, yes.
Yeah, that's always my thinking too. Is like, okay, are we going to go out after this, or are we going to go home? Because we're going to go out. I'm going to have a double espresso.
Am I going to have some alcohol to counteract?
Exactly. Exactly. Am I going to have one or two old fashions after this?
So dating's making you fat, right? That's what we're supposed to be talking about?
Yeah.
I think it's true. I mean, 100%. 100%. I try to stay on top of it, but even like, so I don't date, but I'm happily married. And we actually eat healthier now than I ever have in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I'm still like as heavy as I've ever been.
When you have little kids, though, sometimes they're not always perfect at restaurants, so you stay home a lot more.
I'm not familiar with no, yeah. Kayla's gotten better, but yeah, there's definitely the restaurant challenges. When we had a sabbatical, went to Rome, and Beth and I joked that we ate alone. Every meal we ate alone. Well, if we were home, that was one thing, but when we went out. One of us would be with the baby and the other one would
I
be
see.
Eating.
Sure,
and then,
sure, sure.
So typically I eat fast and Beth doesn't eat fast. So normally I would eat really fast, even faster than normal. And then I would take the baby and then Beth would relax and enjoy her meal.
Yeah,
so we have a lot of like pictures of like a table with no one across from you.
That's good though. Yeah, I would agree. I think there is a certain sense of you're going out more, and I think it's easy to put on a couple of pounds.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Although summer does that to me though, and that's not me.
You put on weight
anybody.
In the summer?
I do. I think it's because I'm going out
more
so much.
Beer and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I'm drinking a lot more usually because it's nice and I want to be outside and.
Yeah,
then it's like, oh, somebody put nachos in front of me. I guess I'll eat half of them.
Yeah.
Because I have no self-control.
Well, you go play volleyball at the beach or something. What do you do afterwards? You have a couple drinks, right?
I don't play volleyball, but I would have a couple drinks.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, you go, you have a softball game. What do you do afterwards? Yeah. You go to the bar that sponsors
you. Don't hypothetically
you.
Put him on a softball team.
I effing hate softball. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, there's a lot of like, you end up going to a patio and having a few drinks.
Yeah, exactly. And making, well, at least in my position, I usually make a lot of bad decisions about food after that. You know, all of a sudden a burrito sounds amazing at 11:30. All right, Tom, you got our dating story.
So this goes way back. This might be actually, is this the first time I ever asked a girl on a real date? Honestly, I think
Are you talking to us?
No, I'm like, I'm just talking out loud. I'm thinking out loud.
Okay.
So I'm a sophomore in high school. I didn't go to homecoming freshman year, I don't think. Right? I don't think I did.
I didn't go either. I had an uncle getting married.
I don't remember. Maybe I went, I just don't remember. In that case, I feel bad for my date. I apologize. I'm sure it hurts your feelings.
Well, I'm sure she's listening.
And I'm sure
too,
she's listening.
So that's an important thing.
Sophomore year, I had a little crush on I've always liked the older women.
Oh my gosh. I was on a field trip the other day and I saw one of your older woman crushes.
Who? You used to just say first name.
Carolyn.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't really a crush, though. I mean, she was like, I was a sophomore. She was a senior.
Oh.
I mean, I was unachievable. She used to drive me home all the time.
Oh.
I would make her drive me home, staring at her. No,
this
I
thing.
Wouldn't. It was like, it was
did a, you sweat a lot?
It was Ben's girlfriend, not mine.
Yeah, she dated my brother.
Yeah. Mm. I did have a little crush, but I got sick sophomore year, and I was better, and I went to church, and she came up and was like, oh my God, we miss you at school, because we had a class together.
And you're like,
mom's like, and she walked by, my mom goes, jeez, wear your heart on your sleeve much? You're like, beat red. All red, I guess. But that was always like the unattainable crush. This was an attainable crush.
Right.
And so I asked her to homecoming. And she said, let me think about it.
Ooh.
And I didn't have the brains to be like, oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
And she ended up going with me, and we had a lovely time. And that was the end of it. Never saw her again. But,
wow.
She said, let me think about it. I was like, well, she was older. She was a junior, and I was a lowly sophomore.
Hmm. Yeah, but you're an older...
An old soul.
Actually, so...
He's a December birthday.
Yeah, so I was... You know, we were probably the same age, actually, yeah. But I mean, I was kind of like, and actually that did kind of like, I was like, whatever. Like, and then I quickly moved on to another junior who I had an even bigger crush on. So it was okay.
Man, I don't know who these girls are.
You'll know both of them, I say.
I just hung out with one of those girls from that group.
Yeah.
We went to the St. Thomas More, Lenten Mother's Night Out.
Sounds pretty wild.
Maybe that's what I'm doing too much where I'm not dating.
Not Lent. Is it? No, not
Advent.
Lent.
Advent. I'm sorry. Advent. I'm such a good Catholic.
The funny thing was, the one girl, the next one I had a crush on who was in that year, somehow we ended up out with them and we were like in our 20s, like well past high school. And I was like, oh yeah, I had the biggest crush on you ever in high school. I was like, that must feel pretty good. That must be a nice compliment to find out, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I think I always think that's. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I didn't care. I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh yeah, it's such a crush on you when I was a sophomore.
That's the thing.
Junior.
I mean, if somebody came up to you, how would you take it?
It's flattering, right?
I think it's flattering. I mean, I agree with you, but at the same time, it's kind of like.
I don't know. I think it's good because I think in high school you feel so awkward and uncomfortable in your own skin, and then to be like, oh, they didn't think I was, you know.
As weird as I thought I was? Yeah. I guess I could see that.
There's a great moment in the movie Notting Hill, which is not at all a chick flick. I'm actually very opposed to the term chick flick. There's good movies and there's bad movies. Notting Hill is a good movie. Anyone out there can make fun of me as much as they want. But there's a great moment where Hugh Grant has told Julia Roberts, the famous movie star, that, you know what, he's gonna remain alone. He's not going to... She tries to make up and he doesn't want to. And he's with all his friends, and all his friends are like, yeah, good for you, man. Good for you. And then his one buddy goes, well, I don't know. And they're like, what? He's like, well, no, she likes you. It's kind of nice. It's nice when people like you. And then Hugh Grant, thinks about it. He's like, son of a gun? Like, he's right. Like, it is nice when people like you. So I think it's, you know, I wouldn't think it was weird if you found out, you know, somebody had a crush on you. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, who cares?
Well, I mean, I've asked married women out that I didn't know were married. You know, like I mean, just
you don't have the you don't have the ring radar. You don't. Are they
No. They didn't have a ring on.
Well, that's on them. That's not your problem then.
Well, no, I mean, but at the same time, I had told that to our buddy Andrew, and he's like, "Well, you probably flattered her."
Oh yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she probably went home as like, "Guess what happened today?"
Right. Yeah. Right.
But why not? Actually, I shouldn't say this because Beth's ring's been giving her a. Like a reaction of some kind.
Hmm.
I guess it happens to a lot of people.
Did you buy real gold?
Yeah, I've never heard that happening to anyone, Tom. What did she say?
It's this new, it's a rare earth metal. It's really, no, it's actually, it's white gold. And I guess what happens is, like white gold's apparently like just some chemical process or something. I'm not really sure how this all works. But it's pretty common
and
with
I'm
white gold,
Google
I guess.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth Googling. So she gets a little bit of a reaction now. As my mom calls it, the 7-year itch. Although now we're at 8 years.
I used to be married to someone that got that.
Yeah. So
I remember.
You know, we might need to do a new setting, I think, because we got to get the ring. I want Rung asking her out, so I got to get the new
no,
setting.
No, and she was very nice. She just said, no, I'm sorry. I'm married. I forgot my ring today. And I had seen this woman a couple times at the gym, actually. I'd met her in real life. And we just kind of, I don't know, there wasn't very many people there, so we kind of started talking. And I said, hey, do you want to grab a coffee or a drink? And she said, oh, I'm actually married.
You should have said, hey, relax. I just asked for coffee.
Yeah.
I thought we could be friends.
No, and I apologized immediately. Oh, yeah. I felt bad. I mean,
I feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I still felt bad. But.
Dude, right now she's bragging her to her friends, like a WGN reporter asked her
I'm
out.
Sure.
The guy that wears the, what was that lady's, the jeans? What'd she say about your jeans?
God, I don't even remember.
It wasn't
remember.
Tight jeans. It was rugged
jeans and disheveled hair or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't know this? Some like lady was commenting about Rung with disheveled hair is 100% accurate.
Yeah. Disheveled hair and something about my jeans. And
yeah.
So then Jeff Hoover over at WGN did a... He put together this little spoof that Mike Lowe and I did.
Uh-huh.
And... It was pretty funny, actually.
Shirt off, Eric.
Yeah, I did have my shirt off on Chicago television.
What? I've never seen this.
I haven't seen it.
But I'll post it. Post it after this episode.
Yeah. Too. Hoover's pretty funny. And the other guy.
They're all pretty funny.
Who's the really funny guy, though? Toomey. Is it Toomey?
Yeah. Jeff Toomey.
Toomey and Hoover.
And Hoover
those
and Thomas Hulo.
Oh, yeah,
all
Thomas Hulo is obviously hilarious.
Yeah.
We got to get Thomas Hulo on the show.
All right. I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to ask us to do his show, too. So,
Pat McGann actually was on.
I know. He did a great job. Pat
McGann,
great.
It was on the morning news show.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, like, why don't you do Thomas Hulo's show? And Thomas Hulo's like, he wants to do my show.
he's not going to schlep it all the way down here, work for free.
Wow.
But then I felt like, hey, well, he did our show.
He was joking.
Flattered.
He was, I mean, it was funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure McGann would do Thomas Hulo's show. But
oh, yeah.
I think he was funny. Town. Like, he did Single Mary Divorced.
All right, so let's move on to our second question here, which is slow dating. And it's apparently a thing now.
I know about slow carb. I don't know about slow dating.
Slow dating is instead of hundreds of options when you're talking about Tinder as well as Bumble and other things where you can swipe, 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 swipe. This gives you a limited amount of people that you can say yes or no to on a daily basis.
This seems much more digestible.
Yeah,
you have to
so
go
you
on
get,
like one certain site.
There's
for
about
it?
Three or four of them that are out there now. I remember one was called The League. Another one was called Once.
That was a great series.
It was okay.
It was good. It went downhill at
Chicago.
The end. Downhill at the end.
Yeah.
And Gibson's was like a townie bar.
Yeah.
In that
it was,
show.
It was weird.
Whatever. I liked it.
It was a good show.
It was funny.
The
Duplass brothers are fantastic.
Yeah. So that's what slow dating is. And there's about three or four different apps out there now. And it gives you about five options a day. Some give you one or two options. And that's all you have to choose from that day. You don't do any swiping whatsoever.
My thing is that I feel like I get like overly anxious. And I'll perseverate on one picture for a while and be like...
I'm sorry, what was that? Perseverate?
She's a teacher.
Wow. So, that's a million-dollar word.
I know, that's a great vocab word.
Perseverate.
I have lots of students that's perseverate. I mean, various,
I can't
like,
even imagine how to
tools.
Spell that, to
I
be
mean,
honest with
I
you.
I feel like I have a great vocabulary.
That was good.
And perseverate you know what?
Teachers,
is a new one.
Teachers use that word constantly, at least once an hour.
It's like an, it's like in the world of education, perseverate's a big one.
Well, when you teach like students that have autism, like, oh, and they're perseverating on these beads and, you know.
Eric, Eric's mom walked in, I'm, what's perseverate? Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. Yes.
So I will.
I cracked myself up. Sorry.
No, that was a good one.
No. So I'll be like, is this the right choice? The wrong choice? Like, you know, you can quickly swipe right or left.
Right. Because I have set up my own guidelines. Sure.
I cannot.
So Eric needs a perseverance.
What?
Sorry, I'm still thinking about Eric. Eric needs to perseverate more.
I have to perseverate more.
I need to perseverate less.
Less, yeah, exactly.
So this slow dating, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
The speaker's not out there, by the way.
I will make a choice at some point in the next week. I'll make a choice.
Right. And
I'm still thinking about perseverate. What a great word!
It is good.
I'm going to use it all the time.
It
now.
Is
so
good.
Persevering is concentrating or staring or what?
Yeah, like
is
being
it?
Unable to not
to make a
think
decision.
About one, like. So I'm a special ed teacher. So like students will say, like they'll be perseverating on like a certain cartoon character, or there's a long time where people are perseverating on the Frozen character Elsa, and they could only think about Elsa or wear Elsa shirts or listen
it's like
to
extreme
it
concentration.
I don't know what the or I don't know what the definition is. They yeah, they're completely focused
they've
on
zoned
one
in
thing.
On this one
yeah.
thing. Okay. No, I think it's kind of cool though, because I think it would make you. I mean, I've done this on your phone, Eric. I've taken your phone. I'm like, swipe, 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 right. swipe, 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 swipe. I think when you have limited number to swipe or whatever it's going to be, like right. or not like, I think it like would make you think like, all right, I really need to actually like look at this person.
Yeah.
Not go on your gut and kind of like explore the answers to the questions, whatever the heck it is. And
right. I know. Well, I had, I was on the league, which was one that was, I would consider slow dating and get the five a day. I did meet one woman on there. It was interesting. She was, I was surprised because she was a lot younger than I was. So that was kind of the surprising part about it. But, I did have a little bit of a connection with her. I mean, we went out for probably a month and a half or so.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So, I mean, that would probably be, you know, one of the better experiences I had on the apps was with her. She was, I think the last episode or this episode, I said one person was normal, but she was normal.
Yeah, how it just didn't work out like anything else?
Didn't work out. I mean, timing was not good as far as where I was. Being open to a relationship, I guess you could say. I think I was still in the moment of, I just kind of want to go out and wasn't ready to be in a real relationship at that time.
So would you reach back out to her now? If you're ready, I'm not sure you're ready or not. I don't know.
No. I mean, I think that ship sailed. I mean, this was almost 2 years ago now.
Is that long? Oh, I got the impression it was more recent.
No.
This was a new thing.
The league has been around
for a
while.
New phenomenon, but this was the league was one of the first to kind of institute this. Mm. And actually, I was on a waiting list to get onto the app. It was very.
That's a great scam.
That makes you feel very exclusive.
That is a great scam. Genius marketing.
So what they did was they launched it in either LA or New York first. And then they kept saying, oh, we're going to bring it to Chicago. We're going to bring it to Chicago. And then. And then, I don't know, I think, because I had read about it someplace, and so I tried to find it, and it wasn't available, and it said, oh, well, you can sign up now, and then when we launch it, you know, we'll see where you're at on if we can take you, because we're only going to take a certain amount of people, blah, blah, blah. So,
that's you said, well, I'm Eric Rung.
I said, God damn
you're
it,
taking
I am Eric.
Have you heard of WGN?
Yeah. It's an interesting concept though, and I'm sorry,
when we first started reading about it, I thought it was slow dating, like taking it slow.
Right.
But it's just that they only give you a few options.
Right.
Yeah, it's not really slow dating, it's slow picking or slow choosing.
Well, you're just not overwhelmed. And I think that was one of your biggest fears was that you were, not fears, that's what I'm
saying. No, it really happened. Like, I was completely overwhelmed and
caused you anxiety.
Yeah. A lot, yes.
Would you be interested in something like a slow dating thing?
I guess. Maybe for my mom as a gift.
Oh, there you go.
That's the best.
Happy New Year, Mom.
Yeah, best I'm New Year present ever.
Boom. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Whether you're slow dating or not, I hope you have a wonderful 2019. And for Tom and Allison, I'm Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorced. Have a great week and a happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Is that going to be your new thing?
No, I was just saying the holidays thing, Christmas and New Year. Yeah.